Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hello, everyone. This is T.L. Sala, your Chief Inspiration Officer, and this is Leading From Within, Conversations on Leadership. Today, I have with me a very special friend, Dr. Elena Estanol, and we are talking today about intuitive leadership and high performance. I want to share a little bit about Dr. Elena and then welcome her to the show, and we are going to get started. I'm super excited. So Dr. Elena is a number one best-selling author, a peak performance psychologist, an intuitive prosperity business mentor who has been up-leveling speakers, performers, athletes, coaches, and purpose-based entrepreneurs to become extraordinary beings and legendary leaders for over 16 years. Her unique system, In Flow and On Fire, unlocks and unleashes her unlimited potential to take courageous action, defy the ordinary, and become extraordinary in business and life. Her unique system allows mind, body, and spirit to manifest her clients' visions and build profitable and transformational businesses that change the world. Welcome, Dr. Elena.
Thank you so much, Tandy. I feel really honored to be here with you today.
Oh, my gosh. You and I, we just, from the moment we met, we have just had such synergy. And I am super excited and honored to interview you today.
Thank you. I agree.
Oh, yeah. So before we dig in, I just wanted to invite anyone that is listening in to feel free to call in anytime and ask us questions. Our number to the call is 323-642-1156. Okay. So, Dr. Elena, let's dive right in. Let's talk about the value of intuition and effective decision-making in leadership and leadership. But in particular, talk to us more about the value of intuition and our internal guidance system in effective decision-making.
Sure. Well, you know, I think it's something that it's been fascinating for me ever since I was a young woman, I'm a young kid, but I think it's something that wasn't talked about very much because it's been considered to be kind of woo-woo. And I think now we know that most successful leaders are highly, highly intuitive. You know, both Steve Jobs talked about it, you know, even Einstein talked about it. And so I think that to me, it's just really exciting that the world is sort of opening up in a way that we are no longer making intuition kind of this weird woo-woo thing, and we're recognizing that we're all intuitive beings and we all actually need to tap into that resource. We need to develop it better. We need to learn how to connect to it, how to listen to it, so that we are actually making the right decisions in our life. So I just wanted to say that. So why is that so important? Is because, so when we, I'm going to kind of contrast this with what we are taught about how to make decisions, right? So in the left brain sort of male energy, we are taught to make like pros and cons lists, right? We analyze everything, we make pros and cons, maybe we go and ask everybody around what they think and what we should do. And then, you know, a lot of times we create so much more confusion about the decision that we need to make. Intuition actually is accessing information instantly in the moment, right? Because it is based on the idea that every single question is being guided by potential solutions. right? Every single challenge is being guided by its potential solution. And so when we're able to really actually tap into our intuition and really sense both into our higher inner guidance and into the into our energetic awareness of the situation, we're able to actually get to arrive to a decision much quicker. We're able to say, like, yes, this feels right for me, or no, this is a bad decision. And then we use our mind to try to justify it instead of trying to do all of the analysis that takes all of this time. And it's very ineffective. And you might want to ask more. I'm just kind of giving kind of the beginning piece for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, how, you know, in this day and age, you know, so much chatter and external, I guess, shiny objects and things that, you know, distract us and keep us from our mission, our vision, our goals. How did you first learn and get this idea of intuitive leadership and using intuition in decision making? And are there any exercises or anything in particular that you do to strengthen that?
Yes. So the first question it takes me back actually to just a story. And I've been intuitive my whole life, but this is when it became really, really clear and really obvious. At 14, I went to Cuba to go study ballet at the school of Elise Alonso. And I looked like I was 18, you know, I was already about as tall as I am. I was pretty developed, but I was only 14. So still just a little girl. And I remember that there was like this guy that I had a crush on, and he had taken me to his house to meet his family, and, you know, we had a good time, and then, like, we left, and then, like, 2 days later, he said, well, why don't you come over to my house after practice? And I was like, okay, and I was, like, thinking, okay, no big deal, and then I started walking, and then I realized, like, I had no idea where I was. I was totally lost. Mm-hmm. It was getting dark, and then men in Cuba are very forward, and so they were, like, you know, catcalling and coming really close to me, and I was, like, really, really terrified, and I just kind of ushered, like, this, like, silent prayer of, like, please help, like, you know, and it was sort of like this, like, I needed to, like, get connected to something that was bigger than me to, like, know where I needed to go, and so I literally would go to, like, the end of the block, and I would wait, and I would get, like, right, left, or straight. That was all. And I just listened, and I kept going, you know, and I'd get to the end of the next block, and then I'd ask, yeah, right, left, or straight. And then whatever information came, then that's what I did. And that is exactly how I arrived to his house.
Wow.
So, like, literally, it was like, it was, and that's why I call it the internal GPS, because it was literally taking me from a place, from a situation of danger to his house. And then it happened again, like, we were in a bus and we were sitting waiting for it to get filled. And then all of a sudden I was like, I need to be on that other bus. And my friend is looking at me like, I'm insane, you know? She's like, you know, that bus is going to leave after this bus is filled. And I was like, yeah, but I need to be on that bus. And she's looking at me like I'm insane, you know? And I was like, you know, and I said, well, you do whatever you want. Like, I just picked up my stuff and I, like, got out, and then I got on the other bus, you know? And she's, like, so annoyed. So she grabs her stuff and drags around, you know, and goes and sits and pouts in the other bus with me. And by the time that we arrived in our hotel, you know, I don't know, an hour later or something like that, I asked, I said, well, where are the people that were on the other bus? You know, because we were all, you know, going to the same place. And those people hadn't arrived. And so we found out later that bus broke down and people were, like, stuck on the road for, like, 5 hours or something like that. You know, so
oh, wow.
From that moment on, it was, like, so strong. you know, that I was like, okay, I really need to be listening. And I've had many, many other experiences, you know, after that, that where I didn't listen, you know, and many others when I did, but those two are really salient when you ask that question, because that was when it first just became that really strong guidance for me.
Wow. That's crazy. But yet I've had some worse experiences. So yeah, like, oh my gosh.
So as far as the exercise, I mean, and I wanted to, I do have, I have several exercises actually. But the exercise that I have, and I would love to take people through it, but I think it, I don't know how much time, it's kind of lengthy. So it takes a little bit of, it takes a while. And so I don't know if you just want me to describe it or if you want us to kind of go through it or,
up to you. Let's see.
And, you know, and what I'll do is that if there's people that, decide that they, want to opt in to, you know, what I'm going to offer at the end, they could just email me and then I'll send them also both a little video training and a PDF with it, so that then
Perfect.
They will get access to it as well. But I have
Perfect.
Several, because I think that the way that we access intuition, it's like so intuition is the whole thing, and I think that we all talk about it in different ways, and you know, like we can you know, I'm mumbling a little bit. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that intuition is one way to really talk about this way of knowing that is more esoteric, but it could be referred to as many things from many different orientations. And that there's not a single way that is the correct way to get information, you know? And so so I just want to highlight for our list that it's not that, you know, that I have the gift and they don't. Like, we all have it. We're all equipped with being highly intuitive beings. We've just been socialized to disconnect from that source of guidance, and to and we are probably disconnected from the way in which our intuition speaks to each of us. So I can say that, you know, like, in a really quick way, that intuition in some way speaks through five different channels. In my opinion. And so
Great.
One of
Let's
it
go
is,
through those.
So one of them is visual. So mm-hmm. some people will have, will be able to see images. And sometimes people are highly, you know, highly developed in this gift of clairvoyance. They will actually get to see movies, you know, so they will actually get to see pictures, or they get to see a movie, or get to see a scene in their mind's eye. Of something that they need to do, or something that needs to happen, or, you know, for some other people, intuition speaks to them auditorily, you know, so you kind of start hearing things kind of like, you know, like your own voice kind of, but it almost, to me, like, it doesn't sound like me in some ways, like it doesn't speak in the same way that I speak. If you know what I mean. So I'm able to recognize it just because it just speaks a little bit differently. But it is it coming in kind of through like that internal, like auditor, like I'm hearing, you know, like I need to be mm-hmm. over there or be over here or, you know, that kind of stuff. And then the third piece is, you know, clear sentence. So you are sensing in your body. So you are tuning into the sensations in your heart. You're tuning into sensations in your gut. You're tuning into feelings that you have. This is my strongest. This is my strongest gift. And all of these are, in some ways, you know, like anything, any gift can feel like a double-edged sword sometimes. And so, for instance, when I was really young, I used to think that there was a lot of things that were really wrong with me, because I would be highly emotional, you know, and I would go into a room and I would like immediately like feel all kinds of things. And I thought like there's something really wrong with me, because I was totally fine. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I want to punch somebody, or I want to cry, or I'm like, You know, and I did not realize at that point that it was because my sense of intuition and clairsentience is so strong that I can walk into a room and I can feel people and I can feel what other people are feeling. And until I was able to recognize that, I couldn't use it effectively, you know. And so some of it is just kind of being able to start tuning in and recognizing how those gifts and how we interpret those gifts and then how we can use them better, right? The fourth channel is called claircognizance, which is basically you just know something. And this comes kind of to your mind, but it's like a good example would be kind of like the example I gave you of, you know, of me getting to that place, even though it was a little bit more auditory, you know, or sometimes to me it happens where somebody's talking about something and I have no idea what they're talking about, you know, like I have no concept and all of a sudden they say something and then I know the right answer. And I'm like, there was no reason why I should have known that, but I just knew, you know, and I'm sure that that's happened to you. You know, it's like all of a sudden knowledge is just there and you're accessing that knowledge, even though there's no way that you would have known it any other way. And then the last way that I feel like intuition also works to us is just through the energetic channels of things and people. And this is, I think, probably more people would debate me on this, but it's like I do believe that we are, you know, highly energetic beings and we attract like beings. And in some ways, we start receiving messages that we need to hear from people. And so a lot of times we might be so blocked off to receiving them ourselves that that we get them from somebody else, you know. So I have this rule that if somebody tells me that I need to read this book and I have three different people telling me about that book, I better go get the book, you know,
yeah.
Or the movie or the whatever, you know, like I better start paying attention and do that, because to me that is there's no such thing as coincidence. It's just synchronicity of things happening and coming together.
Right on. Yes, exactly. You know, you mentioned that sensing, you know, is your feeling, is
mm-hmm.
your
yeah.
one of your biggest.
Yeah.
That's really huge for me too.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing is my other one. Like I'm
mm-hmm.
just, you know, sometimes I'll say something or like, let's go this way or that way or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain it. It's
mm-hmm.
just, but I know it and I know it and I feel it and I believe it and there's no turning back. Like with the bus, like, no, I'm supposed to be on that bus, you know?
Yep.
You know, I know conventional wisdom says I'm supposed to be here, but I'm really going over there.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's really, sometimes it's kind of crazy because I think that a lot of times I know that I have done things that from the outside look crazy. I know that for me, like moving to the US when I was 18, like that seems crazy, you know,
mm-hmm.
but that was what I felt like I needed to do at the time. And it was totally the right thing to do, you know. I don't know. I just think that I think that when we're able to listen and follow, even if everybody else is looking at you like you are absolutely insane, we're going to be fine. I have learned that I struggle so much more when I resist it or when I don't, because then it's just playing the coulda, shoulda, coulda, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda game,
yes.
you know, and I'm just kidding
yes.
myself for not having done it because I knew that I should have done that and I didn't, and da, 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 you know?
Yes, exactly. You know, it's interesting because when I was, you know, younger, I definitely, obviously we all do, you mentioned this, you know, we all have intuition with us. We just don't always know what it is or how to use it. And that was certainly the case for me. And growing up, I really wasn't anything like I guess my spiritual awakening, really, my becoming conscious of
mm-hmm.
the unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that started after I was going through my first divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I married young. I married when I was 19. And
mm-hmm.
I remember my dad coming down the walkway and opening the door and putting his arm out and saying, "Are you ready?" Like to walk me down
mm-hmm.
the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say to him, "Me out of here."
Mm-hmm.
and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I got married, and of course, 10 years and three beautiful children later, you know, got divorced. And of course, you know, I would never have changed that because my kids, like, duh.
Mm-hmm.
But yet that was so powerful. Like when I learned, you know, 10 years later, when I learned what intuition really was and like how to tap into it and how it shows up. And that was one of the first things I thought about was, oh my gosh, like I had that intuitive hit and I didn't really pay attention. I didn't listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't really know. I thought, I honestly thought, oh, it's just nerves, you know, like I'm getting married. Like, of course,
right.
You know, I'm nervous, you know, I'm 19. Oh my gosh. But it, you know, yeah, it's just, it's kind of, you know, interesting when I think about it. And I certainly have used it. And I know you have business and,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your business and in leadership. I've been able to really, you know, use these intuitive channels to foster a win-win outcome with things and, you know, just really build connection and relationships and all of those things. And
totally.
I have found that intuition really helps or like using intuition to make decisions. Has helped me most through the years when I'm in a rapidly changing environment,
mm-hmm.
like there's a lot going on, a lot of moving mm-hmm. parts, and I just need to sit for a minute and go, okay, you know, think about it. And then in decisions involving people,
mm-hmm.
because
yep.
you can have all the data in the world in front of you and all of the,
yep.
you know, reports and spreadsheets. But if there's this intuitive something, you know, that defies the data, we have a responsibility to listen to that.
To listen.
Right?
Well, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because so one of the things that I kind of thought of was around this time, maybe a little earlier last year or so, like it seems like it's been I was like managing three different businesses and I was needing to make some really fast decisions. Like almost every day I was making like major decisions because we were also like in the middle of this huge remodel for our center. And I was like making these huge decisions that would like involve like thousands of dollars every single day. And I was making decisions about like hiring and firing. There's like something that happened with one of our clinicians and I was like, okay, like, and I remember thinking about like, it felt, so this is where it really matters because I remember being able to just feel like there was like this huge storm. Like I felt like I was like in the eye of the storm and I was able to be like so calm and being like, this is what needs to happen here. This is what needs to happen here. This is what needs to happen here. You know, like, and from like the paint choices for our building to like the, you know,
mm-hmm.
like hiring or firing, it was just happening and it happened really fluidly. And, you know, it was like, okay, well that was, you know, that was a good day, you know, because I was able to make those decisions and kind of move on. And you have created this amazing, I want to give you a little plug because you have created this amazing resource for interviews, for interviewing VAs and interviewing employees and like how to make the position, you know, and all of that. I think that was like such an amazing resource. And,
you know,
I just want to give you a huge, like, you know, thumbs up for that. And when you said the piece about hiring, it's so huge because every time that I hire somebody, like, you know, yes, I like to look at their resume because I want to see like if they can write and spell and organize things, you know,
mm-hmm.
but like their resume is not really going to tell me anything, you know, until I actually sit with them. And I need to, and because again, you know, and this is where it's important for you to know how you how you receive intuitive information and what's your strength in receiving intuitive information. I like to sit with people, you know, whether that's, whether that's via video conference or, you know, face to face. I like to sit with people because I want to feel them. You know, I want to feel their energy. I want to sense into them. And that is how I make decisions about whether I want to actually hire somebody or not hire somebody, you know? So I think that without having that, it's like you have all of this data that just becomes like really cluttery. And ultimately, like I really firmly believe that you can teach anybody, like you can teach skills and stuff to anybody, but you cannot change who they are as human beings. You know, I had an interview with somebody that his resume looked like really good. And I could not wait for him to like leave my room. Like I could not wait for him to leave. And that just says a lot to me. You know, it's like, I will never, like, if it's somebody that I just like, I just want to keep talking forever and ever, you know, and I just feel really comfortable. Like, I don't know. And it's a very undescribable thing. And it just goes back to your intuition.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Everything rises and falls with that, I think.
Totally. Totally. And making big decisions. I mean, every big decision in your life, you know, it's like, you know, are you going to support this person? Are you going to partner with this person? Are you going to take this person on as a client? Are you going to reach out to this person? Like, you know, we're connecting with like thousands of people every single day. Like, how do you choose who you actually going to like give your time to and spend your time with? And, you know, trying to decide all of that with your mind, very inefficient.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. All right. So if you'd like to call in and ask Dr. Alina any questions, feel free to call us. We are at 323-642-1156. Okay. So I want to shift a little bit to talking about how intuition and mindset combine together to create a great force, you know, to create high performance. How, and you and I both, we've had many, many discussions about mindset and lots of different, you know, aspects to that. But talk to us about how those two things combine to get the most out of ourselves and out of our teams.
Well, they're both, both intuition and high performance are heightened states of being. Okay, so they are, you are in a heightened state of consciousness, right? And so where mindset comes into play is that mindset needs to prepare you. Mindset is the work that you do for intuition and high performance to happen. You know, so I think a lot about, you know, the thing that we are so obsessed with high performance is flow and getting into a flow state, right? Which is like this incredible feeling that everything is just like flowing easily, effortlessly, you know, and we think that we just can just kind of get there, you know, or that some people have it and other people don't. And what we know is that we get there through all the preparation. Like we cannot force it. We need to allow it to happen. Just like intuition, we cannot force intuition. The more that we think about it, the less intuitive we become. We have to allow it to happen. We need to be open to it. But we need to prepare, right? So we need to develop all of these skills you know, like be able to be optimistic and be confident and know how to visualize and how to anticipate problems and how to be adaptable and, you know, all of the different pieces about mindset, you know, pulling out all of the belief systems that are keeping us stuck and small and stuck in fear, because that's a lot of what gets in the way for high performance. And what's, I think to me, what's beautiful, I was having actually a conversation with one of my athletes yesterday. And, you know, I was asking something about like, well, how do you do this? And it sounded like it was like, well, like I need to like figure out the play in this way and then this other way and then calculate the odds. And I'm like, So if you actually were doing this on the field, like how long would that take? You know, that would take like an inordinate amount of time. And he's like, no, but I just do it like instantly. And I'm like, and so then you're not actually analyzing, you're using your intuition. Like you are just sensing into it and then you know it. And all of the information is available for you immediately right then and there. He's like, yeah, exactly. You know, and so in some ways, what's beautiful is that, you know, even though these are two very different bodies of research and knowledge, they're actually getting at kind of the same place, you know, that it's really how do we get into the flow of, you know, a performance? How do we get into the flow of talking or writing or speaking or living, you know?
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm just curious, what was, tell us about a time when you got the intuitive hit and you knew something, but you did the opposite. I'm sure everybody listening is going, yeah, me.
Let me think. This is a good question. So there's silence because I am actually, I'm actually thinking about this.
I can play the Jeopardy music.
I can play the Jeopardy music. What I can tell you is, when this happens, because I'm not coming up with something that's like so immediate, but I can tell you times when I have resisted it, if that makes sense. So, which I think that this is probably more normal for most of us, where we have a sense that we need to do something that, but then we resist it. You know, and to me, intuition is kind of like that little tap on the shoulder that's like, hey, call Mary, you know, and you're like, yeah, okay, later. Like, hey, call Mary, you know, and you're like, okay, later. Hey, call Mary, you know, like it's just like there, like a pest, you know, like it just keeps pestering you and you just keep resisting and resisting and resisting. And so this is really a really big one for me, because for me, all of this stuff, so because I come from this place of high performance and achievement, that's very like male dominated, like highly male masculine energy, it was all about push, you know, this old idea of like no pain, no gain, you know, go, 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 go. Ah, oh, and this just came to me. The answer to you, to your question just came to me because, okay. It's that it was always like, no was never an answer, right? Like I felt like you can't ever say no. So the time when I did not listen to my intuition, and there was this really, really strong, okay, because it just came to me like as I was kind of getting into my body. It was, I was 6 months before graduating from college with my degree in ballet performance and choreography. I had a contract offer in hand, and I was working for, and we were working on a piece with a new choreographer, and I was battling anorexia, and this choreographer wanted me to lift this girl that was about 3 inches taller than me and about 20 pounds heavier than me, and there was this sense, like I felt this like, hell no, like you want me to do what, like, you know, right. I was like, no, you know, but at the same time, it was like everybody else was doing what they were being told. And in the ballet environment, you don't say no, you know, you just do what you're told. And so I felt this enormous amount of pressure to just do what I was being told. And so I did. And I went and I lifted this girl and I collapsed. My back broke. And that was the end of my dance career.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty major thing.
Yeah.
It was a pretty major thing. And when I think about the resistance piece, you know, where it kind of started is the resistance and how the resistance shows up. If we keep putting it off and putting it off, is like we might get sick, right? So all of a sudden we might start getting sick, or we might start getting like panic attacks, or we might, or our businesses might start not going well, regardless of whatever it is that we're doing. And we're doing the things that we're working before, but now they're not working because we're not actually following what we should be doing. But we're still like holding on to this old stuff because we're too afraid to actually take the lead to do the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And absolutely. And thanks for sharing that, Alina, because I think the whole idea about saying yes when you really felt you couldn't say no, mm-hmm. even though it was against your better judgment mm-hmm. and your intuition, mm-hmm. Is a, such a powerful story. I mean, you know, you broke your back, it ended your dancing career, and you know, then you went down this whole other path, right?
Yeah.
And you know, that took you to where you are now. And, you know, I know that you do dance now, and I know that you do, you know, a lot, you know, incorporate the ballet and that kind of thing. I just want to emphasize to everybody listening that the whole idea of, you know, use Alina's story here about when she felt she couldn't say no because mm-hmm. she had the pressure, you know, to lift up this girl that was 20 pounds heavier and 2 or 3 inches taller, and she knew it and she felt it that she shouldn't have done it, and she did it mm-hmm. and, you know, and ended up, you know, suffering, you know, pretty traumatic injury. So
and Candy, I really appreciate you, like, just being so sweet and tender with me and honoring that, because I know that you felt that emotion. And I also want to highlight that it's like, it's probably a story that is similar to many, that it, you know, it may have not been like, you know, the end of their career, but it might be like, you know, working for a boss that's taking your power away and you working mm-hmm. for them because you feel like you don't have another choice, you know, it's staying in a relationship that is the wrong relationship, but that you feel like you know, I mean, I think that, yeah. I guess I want to just highlight, because it could be anything, you know, that whenever yeah. we know, like when we get like honest with ourselves, when we stop lying to ourselves and we get honest with ourselves, and that's, this is why it's so important, because we train ourselves to lie to ourselves so that we can fit in, you know, and then right. we are like killing ourselves in the process. And so if we could right. just like be honest and really listen to our, like, we have the right answers, you know,
absolutely.
I feel like, and I'll give you another example, and you know this, but I think it's equally important, you know, like, I feel like right now, even though that was like a very extreme example of like me not following my intuition, I feel like in the end, like all things, like all things happen just the way they need to happen. You know, I don't know mm-hmm. that I would have ended up doing what I'm doing had that not happened to me. Maybe, you know, I would have just yeah. gone on to dance and dance professionally and then, you know, like retired at age 35 and then start over. I don't know. But I think that I got to really get interested in psychology and high performance and all of this stuff because of that, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I feel like I am alive today right now because I used my intuition 2 months ago to save myself when I got appendicitis, you know? So it's like this really, I don't know. I just think that it's not just intuition is this thing that can totally save your life and create so much abundance and magic in your life when we listen.
Absolutely. I love that. Okay. So if you'd like to hop on and ask Dr. Alina any questions, you can call us at 323-642-1156. All right. So what are the requirements of a great leader?
So I have this little what's it called when you do a, is it an Enneagram, a meme, whatever. Anyhow, I don't know. It's called leader mindset. Okay. And L is for long-term vision. So they need to have like, you know, to me, it's like long-term vision and passion for what needs to, what you want to bring. E is education, like being, continuing to be open to the students, to being, to learning, to growing. I think that when the moment that you say know it all, then you're no longer a good leader. You know, yep. A is for ability, continue to like develop your ability, like to continue to, aim for mastery in developing your gifts and your abilities, as well as your weaknesses. D is for depth. And what I call this is depth of being, which is, I think, what is one of the most important things is who you are is more important than what you do. So developing your presence, how you show up is probably the most important thing that will create the greatest impact. I think that this depth of being speaks to that saying of people will always forget what you say, but they won't, they won't forget how you made them feel.
Right.
And, you know, you can't cheat that, you know, like you can't cheat who you are. So you need to, and this is why kind of having that desire for being self-reflective, for continuing education, for continued growth is what will contribute to being, you know, amazing, legendary leaders, you know?
Yes.
E is for experience. And to me, it's like really being willing and open to experience it all. Recognizing that failure is as important or perhaps more important than success. And to embracing all experiences, you know, rather than just being like, oh, here's all the stuff that I'm just like really good at, you know, like I think that every experience, kind of like what I was sharing, you know, this experience for me, it was, it was really painful and really traumatic. And it's so much a part of who I am, you know, and so being able to embrace every single experience and recognizing the gifts that it brings you. R is a responsibility. Like really recognizing what an awesome responsibility we have to influence others, to make a significant impact, and that we need to stay on really aligned with our highest good and that we have pure intentions, you know, having that grace and that, and then mindset. And of course, you know, mindset encompasses a lot of things. For me, mindset is really, you know, encompasses a lot of like the intuition, inspiration, also like innovation, integrity, and having some of like that fierceness, confidence, and then grace. And then that resilience and that adaptability, emotional intelligence, you know, like to me, like mindset encompasses kind of all of those things. You know, we need to be able to be resilient. We need to be able to bounce back. We need to be able to see like what we're gaining from each situation and then, you know, refocus, regroup, and then go again, you know.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Okay, so we have talked about intuition and decision-making and leadership and intuition and mindset and the requirements of a good leader. I love the acronym that you, you know, created there. And now
that's
I
what
would
it was
love...
acronym. And I'm like, what was that word? Love it.
And so now what I'd love to do is ask you a series of questions that I'm calling the Leadership Bites Lightning Round. Mm-hmm. So they're questions that, you know, I'd just love to get kind of your first initial thoughts on. And we'll just go quick, and then I'd love for you to share what you are offering for our audience with you.
Great.
All right. So, All right. What is the
I'm always so excited to be with you, Handy. Yeah, I just need to say that.
Oh my gosh, me too. We always have such a great time, and I just adore you. And oh my gosh, so great.
Likewise.
Oh, okay. So, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Super simple. Okay. Do what you do best.
I love that.
Do what you do best.
Love it. What is the biggest thing holding people back from being a true leader?
Fear. I think fear. Ooh. Lots of fears, you know, like fear of success, fear of failure, fear of visibility, fear of judgment, you know, an ability to really like overcome all of those limiting beliefs that keep us stuck in fear. You know, which it's really sad because when we're able to, I mean, we all experience fear. I think it's part of being a leader in some way. It's part of being willing to expand, but not being able to get past it is really what keeps us back.
Yes. Oh, I agree 100%. I really believe habits are a big contributing factor to our success. What is a habit that contributes to your success?
So I have to say, so there's going to be a couple that I'm going to mention. Okay. So meditation is huge. I am a huge proponent of meditation. I meditate daily, AM and PM, and I do it every day. Learning how to manage and balance my energy, like both physical, emotional, spiritual, mental energy, and learning how to balance those, I think has been really, really powerful. And then having a system to track what I'm working on, you know, that is fun and engaging and, you know, yeah. So, you know, it's been different at different times. And sometimes it's a journal, sometimes it's a list. I'm actually working on creating is my new creative project is that I am creating a new planner that it's a lot more intuitive that I want to like you know get printed and so on and blah blah blah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So I want to include in that like all of the habits that I believe like contribute to success and like all this so there you go.
Wonderful. Oh, I can't wait for that.
Stay tuned.
Oh, my
gosh.
Okay. So, you know, you mentioned, you talked about this with the acronym LEADER, E is education. And with my 12 laws of leadership, one of the my laws is that leaders are learners. So it's, you know, same thing, you know, that we're constantly learning. And, you know, so if you could recommend one book, what would it be and why?
I had written three different ones and I'll tell you this, but I'm going to start with this first one because I think this is a book that everybody should read. And it's called Reframe Your Blame by Jay Fassett. And I'm not recommending this just because he's my coach and mentor. It's because the principles that are in that book are really powerful principles. If everybody in the world was to read that book and actually apply them, like our world would be like a vastly different place because we are never taught to take ownership like in a true empowering way that does not use blame. And that book does that. So it's really, really powerful.
Wonderful.
The other book that I'm going to mention is a really beautiful, inspirational book that's called It's Your Turn by Seth Godin. And it's amazing. And it's actually, I'll give you a little insider tip. It's one of the books that I'm going to give all my mastermind members, because it's a really beautiful, it's a beautiful book. Like, it's not just inspirational, but it's beautiful. So just one of the little fun things that I wanted to do. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, this is just sort of a more general, but it's called I Will Not Live an Unlived Life by Donna Markova. And this is a book that kind of saved me when I was going through like the depths of despair through my divorce. And it's a book that I have turned to time and time again, just because it's really beautiful and really deep. So I really like it.
Wow. Thank you for that. All three of those. Oh my gosh. Okay. Excellent.
So
I actually haven't read.
At a time, that's why I'm saying
that. I do too. I do too. And I've got literally hundreds of books, but I haven't read any of those, so I've made note I'm going to get them. Thank you
for
that.
I'd love to get a list of the books that you're gathering from all your guests, because I bet that's going to be a pretty awesome list.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. So, Dr. Alina, what are you grateful for right now?
Okay, right now, my amazing partner, my baby kitten.
Oh, yes.
And just this slew of friends and amazing people that surround me, you know. And the fact that I'm about to go on vacation, all the things.
Yay! Yes, yes. What are your core values?
Autonomy, freedom, authenticity, creativity, innovation, love, adventure, kindness, and gratitude.
Oh, love it. Love it, love it, love it. At the end of our lives, our lives are going to be measured in one sentence. You know, what is your one sentence? What is the legacy you want to leave? The thing that you want to be remembered for?
I think I'd like to be remembered by this sentence. If not now, when? Defy the ordinary, become extraordinary.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Love it. Okay, so tell us what you're working on in your business right now, and then, you know, share with us how people can connect with you and what offer you have for right now.
Sure. So what I'm working on is simplifying a lot of things and sort of shedding things that are not working for me, focusing on what's really fun. I love to do, like, I like to be in flow and in fun and enjoy. I'm really excited right now, just taking applications for my mastermind for League of Legendary Leaders. And then also planning my course that's going to be called In Flow and on Fire Intuitive High Performance. And so it's really about helping people really dive super deep into connecting to their intuition and how to get into the flow of life and performance and leadership. So it'll be super fun.
Yay! Oh my gosh.
And
go ahead.
What I'm offering for our listeners is so I'm going to give you my website first, just so that, you know, if you want to get a hold of me, is intuitivebusinessmastery.com. And you know, I have a bunch of free gifts there too. So you can check it out, and that it's intuitivebusinessmastery.com. And then I'm going to give you a link directly to the specific thing that it's The Six Secrets of a Peak Intuitive Mindset, that I think relates the most to what we were talking about today. And you can get that at tinyurl.com/intuitive-mindset. So tinyurl.com/intuitive-mindset.
Perfect. Perfect. tinyurl.com/intuitive-mindset.
Yeah, and if they sign up and they just send me a quick email that says, hey, you said that you were going to send us like a little video recording and like a video training and the PDF of how to do some of this intuitive like decision-making stuff, like just shoot me an email like once you log in, you know, and sign up, and I'll send it to you.
Perfect. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right. Are there any questions that I didn't ask you that you wish I would have, or any last parting thoughts that that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
You are amazing, and I'm just was appreciative and grateful that I got to spend some time with you. And I guess one of the last parting thoughts, I think, just goes back to how I want to be remembered, is that, you know, we always think that we have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
It's going to make me cry. And we don't know. We really don't know how long we have. And
yeah.
So, like, you know, if there's something that you really want to do and that you are, you know, hedging your bets or like wondering whether you should or you shouldn't, but you know that that's the thing that you should be doing, like, just, you know, figure it out. Like, just do it. Get help, reach out, because I think that we each have such an important mission. Like, we're all alive right now here for an important mission. We all have these incredible gifts that we have that are very unique to each of us. Some of them might seem similar to each other, but we all show them in different ways. And so it's really important time. And this is why I'm sharing also, like, Seth Godin's book. It's like, it is our time. Like, you know, stop hiding. Stop, you know, wondering whether you should or shouldn't. And if you feel like this is something that you need to do, then, you know, start figuring out what it is that you need to do to make it happen, you know, and just do it. Because to me, when I think about, like, you know, whatever it is that you believe, but, you know, whenever I get back to, you know, the creator, whatever that is, you know, and if I'm asked, like, why didn't you do the thing that you were there to do? I don't know that I have a good answer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a good enough excuse to say, like, oh, like, I was afraid that, like, my friend Susie wasn't going to like me anymore. Like, oh, I was afraid that I was going to be, like, you know, nothing sounds like a good enough excuse to not have done or at least, like, tried full out to, you know, share my message and to inspire people to really step up and, you know, become extraordinary.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's the perfect place to end. I love it. Beautiful. Thank you so very much, Dr. Elena, for being with us. Love you, and have a great vacation.
Love you. Such a pleasure.
Yes. And to everybody else, I will be back on the second Tuesday in July, and we will have continue conversations on leadership. Thank you so much, Dr. Elena, and thank you, everyone. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.